on this Pentecost Sunday comes to us from the Gospel of John. And this is another version of the giving of the Spirit. And this time it's happening on the eve of Easter Day itself. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And let us pray. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we've been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. On Friday, Jill and I were with the United Voices of Praise, and I see a number of people around the room with us, at the new African American Museum in Washington, D.C. It is a transformative experience. As the experience of Africans in America is acknowledged and embraced as American. You could hear those of European descent as well as those of African descent saying, "This is our story." There in the midst of the ugly debris and detritus of white supremacy, slavery, race laws, a Jim Crow era train car, the coffin of Emmett Till, the signs of segregated water fountains, motels, and schools, the long arc of the civil rights story, and yes, even a noose in 2017. You feel the Spirit of God moving over all the hurt and pain, the wounds and the scars, the lives lost, healing, breathing, peace, and creating something new. It was a transformative and Pentecostal experience. In stark contrast to that healing, reconciling, creating spirit, building cooperation and community, we are witnessing power predicated on a zero-sum game that conflict and contest and competition is the way of the world, where one is either a winner or a loser. No energy is expended in the service of healing or the work of reconciliation, as in this worldview, it's not needed. There are no brothers or sisters, no allies or colleagues, only a winner and losers. Being great is having no need of another. Irenaeus, who we heard quoted in the confession, was also the first to refer to our fourfold gospel, not meaning that we've folded the four gospels into one, but that we have four distinct witnesses that cooperate as the differences of the four witnesses create a conversation that coaxes more meaning out of the text. You know, today's lectionary is a prime example as we hear both Luke's story of the giving of the Spirit, you know, 50 days after Easter, and John's story of the giving of the Spirit on the eve of Easter. Luke's story has fireworks, you know, almost literally, whereas John's story has the crucified yet risen Christ coming to the disciples. Disciples deflated by dashed hopes and a loss of purpose, isolated by fear, breathing new life into them. You know, in John, there are no special effects. Well, he did rise earlier that morning and did pass through a locked door, but there are no Google translators, no fireworks. The risen Christ comes announcing peace. You know, Jesus was crucified because in life he came announcing peace. But it was not the peace that confirmed the status quo. The peace he came announcing was the healing peace of the African American Museum that calls forth repentance and a new creation. The peace that Jesus proclaimed is the peace that brings the outcast back into the fold, embraces the marginalized, makes the last first, blesses the cursed. Jesus' peace envisions enemies as neighbors, Jews speaking to Samaritans, and the holy laughing with the unwashed. You know, again, Jesus says, "Peace, as God sent me, so I send you." You know, and he breathed on them. Breathed on us. We're now inflated with the Spirit of Jesus. We're inspired by the Spirit of a peacemaker to be peacemakers ourselves. And we're charged to make forgiveness possible. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. You know, this call to be peacemakers is a serious and rigorous call. And the reign of God is no less a threat to the status quo today. Those committed to the supremacy of power, the supremacy of being a winner, the supremacy of having no need of another, thus being a peacemaker, offering a radical welcome to the ostracized, loving enemies, extending justice to the oppressed, means we should be prepared for the same rejection that Jesus received. Notice that Jesus does not go from one disciple to the next, breathing into one disciple at a time. You know, we are not called to be a sent peacemaker alone, by ourselves, isolated. Challenging the status quo, or the authority of the status quo, the weight of accumulated privilege and human sin is too great to do alone. So Jesus breathes on them, on us, on the church, as a community of sent peacemakers. Peacemakers sent to foster forgiveness, to seek reconciliation, to build community. You know, it's difficult to be a peacemaker working to lessen gun violence in a country with 300 million guns. Being a reconciler in a country with a 400-year history of white supremacy is a marathon, not a dash of a single lifetime. You know, it's lonely to promote literacy when best practices in education go unfunded. It's isolating to be a healer when politicians win elections promising to take away health care. Thus, the Spirit of Jesus is breathed on all, not singly, but on all. You know, as you walk into the African American Museum, hanging over this enormous lobby is a smelted copper, brass, bronze sculpture Swing Low, by the abstract modernist Richard Hunt. The elastic form gives the illusion of aerodynamic movement. You know, three stories beneath the lobby, the tragic, the traumatic, yet courageous history of Africans in America is recounted. Exposed is history that many would prefer to wish away and forget. But the breath of the peacemaker, like the spirited sculpture Swing Low, is transforming trauma into one people. It happened in a locked room in Jerusalem for John, on the streets of Jerusalem for Luke, in a museum in D.C. for Americans, and it can happen in Chapel Hill, in Carrboro, Durham, Hillsboro, Orange County, Pittsburgh, Mebane, as well as United Church of Chapel Hill. So I invite you to experience the breath of Jesus. Just stop. Be silent. Hear yourself breathe. Hear the persons around you breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. It is the living breath of God giving you life. And the living breath of Jesus conspiring, calling, and sending you to be a peacemaker. Breathe in, breathe out, and hear again the words of Jesus. Peace. As God has sent me, I send you. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. As a follower of Jesus, you are being sent as a peacemaker to make forgiveness and participation in God's new creation possible. May it be so this day and all days. Thanks be to God. Amen.